veteran, first responder, or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to be shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6x6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is We Got Your 6x6 with the People's Patriot Project and Veterans Unite podcast. I'm Shad Turner from Veterans Unite, and on the line with us today, as always, we've got Mark Peterson and Andrea Eichmann from the People's Patriot Project. And today we've got an interesting show. We've got some updates from things that went on this weekend and just tons of other things to talk about. But you know what we do every weekend? We start off the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you can stand, please stand. If you're wearing a hat, please take it off. And let's get ready to do the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty, guys. What is going on, man? It's been like a whole week since we
started. It's been like a whole week. It's felt like a whole year almost.
Like a whole week in 2 days, and it's been amazing. It's awesome. Derek Iozio, awesome to see you, brother. Thank you for being here. Literally 40 minutes ago, Andrea and I were both on an airplane. She is now an hour away from me, and I'm an hour away from her, opposite ways. And we are going to make this work. What an amazing weekend we just came off of down in Georgia with an event for Bobby Henline, Forging Forward. I wish we'd had time to prep and have stuff ready to punch up and show you the amazing people that came out to support Bobby Henline. And you know what? We're probably going to do a real horse crap job of remembering names. Andrea's probably got it all on her phone, ready to go. Ryan Schultz, good to see you, brother. We should call you the Sunfish Slayer. I saw you this weekend. Good job. Congratulations on your catch. Lois, we got you. She thought she missed the show. We made sure she didn't, and she's here. Thanks to see you all. And we'll have a bunch of others circling. We should have a lot more faces on the screen, and it's okay. We had some people lined up. Thank you, Cammy.
It is Central Time. In case anyone's out there, we are on at 6 or 1800 Central Time. So let your friends know.
Missy Turner, it just seems like we saw. It feels weird.
It was really just a few hours ago.
I just saw you guys. I just swear I saw these people from Alabama.
I love it.
I got a raise, and we're doing a new thing with the People's Patriot Project. We actually started it today, where we are going to feature an individual that we think does an exemplary job of serving its country, serving its veterans and first responders. And I was told not to be mushy.
Be mushy?
He doesn't get to say, does he? It's not his show.
Right.
We want to lift up Adam Jones of Feeding the Heroes Foundation. That dude gets it done. We've said it from the beginning, from the very first time we saw or met him, and they – They requested to be on the show. It has just been, honestly, a match made in heaven. And the guy just gets it done. And I'm not going to be bold enough to say Adam Jones. And Adam Jones won't take ownership of it because he's gotten an amazing, amazing, amazing support group from his family, Lightsey, and the kids to what are you shaking your head at?
I'm sorry. That happens, and I didn't. We talked about how to pronounce. I thought it was Letzi's name.
No, it's.
But I should know.
I've never seen it before. I've never, and she knows who I'm talking about when I say it.
Okay, then fine. Stop looking at my face when you're talking.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least a stink face. He's got two amazing supports, and they're not staff. It's a partnership between Mr. Gaddy and Mr. Strand, who do an amazing job. And boss lady and the entire crew that comes and helps them. They put the chow out. They fed everyone. There's good news, Andrea.
What did we
Oh, no, it's not good. Sorry. No, I'm the glasses.
I'm not quite done unpacking, so they might still be in my bag.
He's just distracting us because he doesn't want to hear about how awesome
he is. No, I was going to read it. Do you want me to read it right off Facebook?
You can if you'd like to.
Should I? I have to find it.
Can you read it without your glasses?
Well, see, that's the thing. And I've got a few pairs, so I'm okay. I honestly didn't like those glasses so much anyway, so it worked out kind of perfectly. I can pull it up, and I will read through it. Let's see here. So this is Mark may have had a little too much time traveling. My goodness, we were waiting in the driveway for the Uber at 3:20 this morning. So here we go. This is Mark's thoughts. Adam, since you're here, I'll just leave the names out. Today, as I travel, knowing how far behind I am for tonight's show and my phone is acting up while being excited for our two events coming up in a month, I have to stop and slow my roll. I have decided that we will, he has to do that because I kick him in the shin when he says we will start showcasing the individuals that are making the difference. I would love to do it daily, but I know I won't have the time. I know some of the people we showcase will not like the attention because of their nature and character, especially today's choice. They, for the most part, work behind the scenes to make sure those who have served have a lighter load and their mission is focused on saving lives. A good friend of mine once said, "I am beyond words to be able to stand in the shadows of some of the most amazing people who are serving our veterans and our first responders." And that's where it took a turn because, and I'm not reading it right now, because the person speaking is truly one of those who puts these shadows together. Today, Peterson is showcasing the person aforementioned and the foundation that he runs, which feeds a lot of people. A little over a year ago, Mr. Name we're not saying, reached out to us to see if we would be interested in showcasing his nonprofit on our Sunday show. We brought he and his crew on, and life all of a sudden became better. He does not do this on his own. He has an amazing, supportive family, which we stayed with this weekend. There's a lot of human and non-human members in this family, and they're all very sweet. And an amazing, supportive employer, who may have bought a knife on the bidding last night, and an amazing supportive employer that helps promote and fund the mission. He has two amazing supporting peers and partners and a volunteer corps that can't be matched. He and his team feed thousands of first responders and veterans in the state of Georgia each year, and his team is pivotal in supporting our organization. Due to their efforts, they were a significant influencer in a critical mission that we had in Minnesota this summer, and their network brought the resources needed to complete the mission. And then we got to meet those people as well. Cannot thank them enough. This weekend I was welcomed. We were welcomed into their, I missed that when I was correcting it. We were welcomed into their home once again. Well, and Mark had been there before. And we watched his crew come together to raise over $10,000 for another nonprofit, accompanied by many boots on the ground organizations, musicians, and influencers. It is an honor and a privilege to work beside this man in his mission. Yes, sir. You, sir, are the one casting the shadows that we need to catch up to. Thank you for your heart, your mission, your passion, your leadership, and your friendship. Happy birthday, brother. With you, Patriot Pride. And I can't say who, but you all already know. And I want him to take a picture because I wonder what he's thinking right now. He might be crabby that Mark would say all this. And I know you can't really maybe see this, but if I just do this, those of you at home, we did some axe throwing on Friday night to celebrate this guy's birthday. And, well, it's fun. I suck at it, but it was fun. And I want to build one in my yard. But our birthday boy, he was like spectacular at throwing this axe.
At the time this event created, there were 9 national nonprofits in the house. There were 2 national music artists and 3 TikTok influencers. And there were more hugs, handshakes, conversations, networking to all be part of something bigger. And it's all because of the work. I'm going to say his name, Adam Jones, Feeding the Heroes Foundation, put together. So, and there's going to be more to come. There is definitely going to be more to come. And I know that they're doing amazing. And it's going to be absolutely freaking outstanding. And, you know, I know, because we haven't gotten the final numbers. And the final numbers aren't important. It's just the fact that everyone came together. It is, I would almost say it's probably double the original number we said, because we didn't include the auction numbers. And it was awesome. Brian Gibson was there with us and his wife with Project Die Hard. And it was just, what a great, great event. Great time, great experience. One to mark up for the history books, to be honest with you. And so now that we got all that out of the way, what else we got going on, Andrea?
What do we got? We have so much. And let me start with saying, on a very somber note, today is Gold Star Mothers and Families Day. And this is just a day set aside every year. Not that we don't honor them every day and think of them and hold them up every day, but this is the day set aside to honor those families of fallen service members. And so that one goes in the books today. We do also have coming to a close on National Suicide Awareness Month. It's the 26th already, so just a few days left of that. And then we have the end of, well, yesterday, of course, was National First Responder Appreciation Day, which shows up twice in the year, but endorsed by different groups. And so I'm not going to fight over it. I'm just going to say they deserve all the days that they get. So on we go. It is also National Service Dog Month. And we got to see, I saw a lot of service dogs this last 46 hours, whatever, however long we've been gone. Saw quite a few service dogs. And then we got to see a trained canine officer dog as well. And so, lots going on. Oh, I was just going to say, so now we can take this weekend off the books, September 24th, and we will keep working towards our Ruck and our Come Out of the Storm music event, which is also a fundraiser for our Leo and Cottage Grove. We're working towards, my gosh, we had a meeting. We actually sat down with him Thursday night, with Officer Nickel and got to know him a little bit. He's an incredible man, maybe wears his heart on his sleeve and is He's nothing but a hard worker, a dedicated worker, of a father. He's got it all together, except for his house, which is what we're going to try to fill in for him. And then after that weekend, we head down to Texas. I love to say Pflugerville, but the reality is I believe the event is in Round Rock, southwest of Austin, I think, because I'm so worldly now. I think we were just southwest of Austin in Round Rock. Is that right, Shad?
Yes.
Kind of. Oh, no, okay. I can't hear Shad. Can you hear Shad?
No, Shad's...
Sorry. I had myself muted.
Oh, there it is. I was going to say.
Yeah, no, it honestly, Austin is just like one big crap fest, and so everything falls into that.
I will go with that. In fact, yeah. Well, once you get going, you just go where they are. That's kind of how it works. But yeah, we'll be at OP Vet Fest. And now I'm excited. I'm sure that'll be another 36 hours of nothing but run and gun, but it'll be amazing as well. So thank you, Danielle, for letting us know. And Adam, please don't run away. We're here to celebrate you, dude. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up our... I am sure there's more, and you guys feel free to post your stuff in here and and help us out a little bit.
Let's do a shout out to the axe throwing place real quick.
Oh, yeah. Christina. So Christina from, hold on.
Axe Country.
Yes, Christina Garza. Axe Country, this is where we did our axe throwing event. Check it out on Facebook. I tagged her. She tagged us. She's got some pictures. Actually, one is a video. She had us do a shout out. And thanks, you guys. Oh, my gosh. You guys are – I'm so glad you are here. Keep us in line tonight. With all of us in there, I think all of us made the picture where we yell out Axe Country. So check that out. It's on mine. It's on all of ours. It's on the People's Patriot Project. And then, of course, Carrie threw out a big thank you. Carrie and Matt. She's got pictures of Matt. She's got pictures of Adam and lots more. I'm sure there's a little video in there, too. So, scatterbrained. Yeah, Misty and Tony, I bet you didn't. Long drive last night, huh?
Yikes. This is so funny. It really is. Just in the fact that we are completely out of control of everything that's going right now, which is not my style, and I'm doing okay, and we'll get through it. And we just have so much to celebrate, man. It is amazing. It is amazing. We have another special guest. Look at that. We got Bobby Henline here.
Bobby is here. It's the Bobby doll.
The Bobby doll?
It's the Bobby doll.
The Bobby doll is here. So Bobby Henline never fails to inspire and awe and then sometimes shock with his message all the way around. He love you, Bobby. I don't know what else to say. You are just keep doing what you're doing, forging forward.
Check out Forging Forward. The man is, I'm going to call him a legend. And I know a lot of people may think some of the words and accolades we give out to people is too much. But here is a guy that lost his entire crew in IED explosion. And he was burnt over and lost his hand and lost and burnt over 30% of his body. And he uses humor. And you know what? I don't think this comes shocking. I've watched him when he has and tells a story, and it's to a room full of people that are coming there to be entertained.
The heart on the sleeve. It's all right there. And I'm sure every time he tells his story and he shares his story, and And I'm guessing later on, even it depends on the crowd. This is a crowd that's pretty close to Bobby.
I was going to say there was an added feature, and I think that feature was closeness.
Yeah.
He was vulnerable. He was open, and he just laid it out there. And we love that dude.
Oh, we totally love that dude. This is a birthday picture, I believe. I mean, there is a point where that came in and he got a lot of sixes, but I think there was one game where his boss actually beat him.
Don't say that.
Dan, you owe me.
We're celebrating. We're celebrating.
Dan owes me right now. But it's Adam's birthday party. So he wins.
This is going to be a little weird. So, again, we want to do a shout out to Doug Lane. Doug Lane is dealing with some family stuff right now, and it doesn't need to be aired. He's taking a long trip, and he originally had planned on being here, and we're glad he's taking care of family. And so our hearts are with you, Doug. He's got an amazing new song out called 22 Brothers, and we are going to so he doesn't have a video for it, and it's just audio, and it's weird to have a blank screen. And so we're going to play the song, and our faces are going to be here. And that we may jam, we may do – it won't be jamming because it's not that kind of song. But here we have Doug Lane and 22 Brothers. It's a great, great song.
Soldier in the balcony at the president's address gets a standing o, and the politicians smile and wave their hands and wipe their tears and leave him on the playroom floor to be found again next year. The 22 brothers took their lives today between the praise and parades and the accolades. They told us thank you for your service on the day we ship. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. Let the 21 guns and the bugler play. 22 brothers took their lives today. Tanks and planes, and ships and soldiers lined up on parade. Yeah, the media loves to put its hometown heroes on display. And the pageantry of guns and bombs really looks good on TV. But the fighting doesn't stop, it just moves where you can't see. And 22 brothers took their lives today between the praise and parades and the accolades. They told us thank you for your service on the day we shipped. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. And let the 21 guns and the bugler play. 22 brothers took their lives today. Between the praise and parades and the accolades. They told us thank you for your service on the day we shipped. When we come home broken, they don't give a shit. And let the 21 guns and the bugler play. 22 brothers took their lives today. Hey, yeah, yeah.
That is Doug Lane and 22 Brothers. Doug Lane will be here in Minnesota for our two events, October 22nd, 23rd. That was kind of the meaning of tonight's show, as we were going to have everyone that was going to be here for that event on tonight. Again, Doug, our hearts are with you and your family as you're dealing with what you're dealing with. It's awesome to have Doug in the network, and he always comes with a ton of insight and help in how we should do things, and we're excited to have him come here. And he actually just kind of volunteered to come. We had lined up five artists from across the country to come and join us, and he was going to be a sixth, and then we had one that couldn't make it, and that's okay, and it just rounded up, which gives us another update because
we have another person coming.
Andrea Eichmann keeps secrets from me, apparently.
Well, we tried. We tried.
Not very good because I'm a pretty smart cookie or crumbly cookie or whatever you want to say.
I think you're nosy. I think you're nosy.
I wasn't nosy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You just didn't mind your own business for a little bit.
You know what?
No.
Tony Turner is going to be in the house. He's got a wonderful song out there called Black Water Shine. Absolutely phenomenal. We are so excited. Yeah. I don't ask any questions. What
you did too? Do you think he's up to something? I think he asked a lot of questions. Do you think he's up? Then you start asking a lot of questions.
Whatever. It's all good. I love these guys. I love these guys, man. It's going to be so awesome. Maybe, you know, depending on where we're at here in a couple minutes, maybe we play some Blackwater Shine just to throw it out there.
Yeah,
I had originally wanted to play. So this weekend, Tony Turner sang the national anthem at the event, and I had originally wanted it uploaded on here for tonight to do the national anthem because he's coming. And it just with the amount of time we had and everything, literally within the 40 minutes of getting back home and getting everything lined up, there wasn't enough time. But we will feature that another time. If you haven't heard Tony Turner, he's got several songs that he covers on YouTube, and he does have he's got some amazing originals. And Lois thinks I'm rough on you, Andrea.
Yes. He's a battle axe, Lois. He's a battle axe. No, he's not. Tony did do an amazing job with the anthem. Adam, I agree. I wish I had started videoing it because considering we were outside, it was raw, it was beautiful outdoors, and Tony filled that pavilion with his voice and the national anthem. It was amazing.
So I don't know if this is a revelation, if this is new, some of the directions we're headed. Something made it very clear, and I almost feel like I should apologize to Adam, and I know he won't accept it, but we're going to live stream everything that we're at from here on out, and because people need to see what our American heroes are doing. They need to see, we are going to live stream everything from here on out. And it wasn't that we didn't have it. We just, you know, we got to invest in a little bit of equipment, and that's okay. We want to do it right. But there's no reason why we got your 6 at 6 can't be there interviewing. It's a piece that Scotty Sexton wants to be involved with and be on the ground. Just keep, you know what? That just might have to mean we do more.
Oh, look at Boss Lady is here.
Boss Lady's in the house.
Awesome to meet you face to face, Susan. Thank you. We'll catch up again.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely, Misty, you're 100% correct. And there is, I don't know what the right word is.
Those of you that can't see. Moderation
of people movement. There's a movement happening.
Yeah.
There's a movement happening. And there's a movement happening because there's some players in play that want to make a difference, and it's exciting. I never said chill bumps or goosebumps or whatever. Tell me some other fun. I've never had them so many times in my life as in this last year, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. So Misty's comment, just because people will be listening without seeing, was that they need to see the boots on the ground in action. And that's the amazingness of these events. And that's why we feel the need and we feel compelled to go. It is a trip to see friends, but to be part of the back story, part of the backup sometimes. I mean, if you have to run 48 miles to find soup to help finish the rice, I love it. I love it. I love it. I saw more of Georgia than I expected to see. And we found the soup. So that all worked out well. Yeah, so Susan is one of those driving forces, and Adam is there backing her up, boss lady. So you guys are amazing all together.
If we would have had this,
22 miles. I exaggerated.
Well, both ways. Come on now. And how many stops? And it's funny.
No,
the stops at different grocery stores.
Right.
Simmer down.
Hey, Jess Sam's in the house.
Awesome.
All right. We're already half through. Who's our next artist?
I think so. Jen said she was going to be here, but then I did see that there's a conflict in that she's turning and burning. She's all over the place. Two events yesterday. And there's a whole storyline for her. Gosh dang, we're so excited. I don't know how much I can share about her story and her involvement with us on this event. I'll let her tell that story if she wants to. The word love just needs to come out. I mean, to be honest with you, I said I won't use that word, but because I like using my with you. But Jen wanted us to feature. I got to stop some stuff here and do some new stuff. Jen wanted us to feature her and the Wide-Eyed Devils playing Hurricane. And I see some technical difficulties coming here again, but
You keep working. The reason she wanted us to feature that is because she's the only female that's done it. Is that right? Do I have the right site, the right song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So normally we upload these everything prior, and we were having some technical difficulties at the beginning, and we were good.
Well, there is sometimes when Mark Peterson has a couple tabs open that might create some interference.
So I hear Andrea creating interference right now, and we will play.
On the Gulf Stream, hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, the shrimp boats are coming home. The old man down in the corner, he slowly turns his head, takes a sip from this whiskey bomb. This is what he said. I was born in the lane on the parts of trains underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't buy the strain of a hurricane to come around in June. Yeah, I'm that water, the devil's daughter. She's hot, she's cold, and she's mean. Nobody taught her the tricks of a lot of water. Wash away the meat on me. Make it down from Chicago. He gonna set that living light. He said it needs to be at least 3 feet high above the wall. Make it through the night. Look the old man down in the corner. He said, don't you listen to that boy. Don't want to be down by the morning. He'll be back to England. Well, I was born in a lane on the parts of train underneath the
How cool is that?
That was super cool. I can't wait. I'm hoping that's one that we see live. That'll be.
Oh, I for sure know she'll sing that one live.
Well, she won't have. She has a backup guitar.
Yeah, you're right. Brian Gibson wants to do a shout out real quick. Adam Jones, again, thank you for the opportunity to share our mission. You're always welcome, brother.
There's that, Adam.
I know the forward operating base rush will be up and running in no time. Absolutely. So if you get the chance, check out Brian Gibson with Project iHeart and his forward operation base rush in Illinois. It's an amazing opportunity. It's an amazing property. Live and up, Mark. I am live, dude. It's
No, you're right, Jeff. You're right. You should. For someone who seemed like to be sleeping on the plane the whole time, he kept going, "I'm so tired. What do I need to do to wake up?" It's a long day. Holy cow.
Do you think there was a moment of sleeping there?
Bouncing with your no. Oh, we got to get going. Jess Sam says we got to pep it up. Jess,
you're boring, Jess Sam.
So Florida is my favorite place in the world, Jess, and I just spent like 6 hours there to look at runways. It was amazing. It was amazing. I took some pictures from the air when we got up there. Fort Lauderdale, 6 hours, not a speck of sand on my feet.
Yeah. Shame.
Yeah. So, liven up. We got to liven up.
Can I throw this in, guys? The reason we, I want to help explain why and how this ties together. Those of you who might not know, when we started our podcast, and we say podcast, but it's obviously a Facebook Live show before it becomes the podcast. We just open it up to the podcast after the fact. And it's fun to do these live shows. Not at first. I was scared to death. Who wants to do live and see yourself and listen to yourself, right? That not me, I didn't. But it's like it becomes second nature. Jess, I'll answer your question in a minute, but we came upon these artists. So all of our guests have a reason for coming on. They have a story to share. They have an adventure, a question, or a group of their own that helps veterans and or first responders or both the way we do as well. And so when we started bringing on musicians, this brought a whole new piece to fit into our puzzle where they, most of them, I want to say probably 90% of them, whether they were in music before or not, the music has become the healing piece for them. And in turn, this
is me. We
heard
that this weekend. Sorry to interrupt. We heard that this weekend.
Right, with the amazing musicians. We'll talk about
Sal Gonzalez, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about Sal in a little bit too. And they want to share it. This is their pay it back. They found something that helped them heal, and they want to share it. Is music going to be the healing push for every struggling veteran, community server, first responder? Probably not. But if it can reach one, then they will feel much accomplished. And music is a great healer. And so we've brought this in. To our program, and we, a lot of these musicians had other. My goodness, we had several other healing ways brought to us by these musicians as well. But it always comes back to the music. So that's why this is what we do. When we push the music out there, we are looking for it to reach that person who needs it in the moment. So
just as concerned, Shad doesn't say enough. He needs to understand. I'm the brawn, Andrea is the brain, and Shad is here for the beauty. That's
absolutely
that's where we're at.
Oh, I feel so good about being the brain. Thank you. yeah, and you know what, Jess? No, I didn't go there to look at runways, but there was nothing else to look at. There's some ratty little palm trees out on the runway a little bit, so thank you for asking.
Here's the truth. When we brought Veterans Unite podcasts on, that was something that Shad was doing. He was interviewing those artists, and it wasn't a piece that we were trying to take away from Shad. We wanted Shad to be involved in the show and bringing that piece. And Shad has been an awesome, amazing, and I love his voice. I love his voice. I love his intro. I love what he brings. Welcome to say whatever the hell he wants to on the show. He's welcome. And life is taking the twists and turns it's needed to, and we fully support Shad, and he knows he's welcome here at all times, and we love having him here. I don't think the show is the same without him, but that was what this whole conglomeration started. It started a partnership, mm-hmm. Shad's going to get it to a place where he's on his feet again and continue those single satellite conversations with artists, and we're going to keep moving forward. And at some point, all of us are going to be doing this full time. I am confident of it. And that's a piece why me and Andrea had the conversations this weekend about we need to be live streaming all these events as well. Scotty Sexton wants to be an interviewer in those processes. It'll be awesome. It will be.
And you know what? This is just proof. So we have conversations all the time about collaborating. And I know Brian will probably jump in. About collaborating. And Shad's method and vision was a little bit different, but very similar to ours. He had some of the tools we didn't have. I don't think we ever fought over who could be a guest on what show. I think Shad offered, hey, I know this person, or I've been trying to get a hold of this person, and I know I've seen interviews of people that have been on the show, and I think it works out great. And
Well, there was a couple times Shad said he wanted to have some people, and then we just went and got them. And now the relationship.
Like Mr. Yeah. Elliot McKenzie, he was actually supposed to be my very first guest when I started Veterans Unite podcast, because I heard his music and I reached out to some people that were connected with him. We started talking, but we could just never get those days to line up. And so I periodically would throw that out to Andrea. Hey, you know, see if you can reach out to this guy. And lo and behold, I guess it just took that womanly touch to reel him in. But then you were able to get him in.
We had long, long conversation. It was very good. It was very good. So we got some comments up here, you guys, that music got me through a lot. I know I'm not the only one. Music can be healing for some. And sometimes it's not the main help, but it is, it's a background as well. So.
Yeah. It's been an amazing ride. And again, I don't feel like we're going anywhere from here. I mean, we're staying here. We've got amazing people listening and following, and it's only going to get better. And the more we get to bring in and onto this, that'll be awesome. How about little Stephen John? Stephen John will be coming up to Minnesota. I found one of his that I do love. Everyone knows Life is Good. And if you haven't heard Life is Good, maybe we'll close with it. I don't know. We don't have a plan right now. We're just going with
it. You're not supposed to admit that. You just keep rolling.
No, I love it. That's the Daniel. So here's an amazing piece. I got to say before we start the next song. We just met Daniel last week. And she's a lady friend of a friend that we're working with right now. And had never heard of any of these artists that we've been bringing up. And we've got posters all over southern Minnesota right now. But central Minnesota and southern Minnesota. And Danielle was sitting down having dinner with us last week, and she's like, gosh, I love the music of these people. Life is Good, she's saying, is a beautiful song. She's right, zero argument.
He caught Brian. Yep. Shad Turner was the first podcaster that responded. And then he got to meet Mark Peterson and Andrea Eichmann. And yes, Brian, I guess let's be the energy behind something. I like to think I'm the energy.
Yep.
And Shad was the catalyst. And that's awesome.
Life is Good, such a beautiful song. And that's the message. Misty says we're flying on the seats of our pants always. For sure. And we make it look good, I think, most of the time. So with that said, I really do like this song a lot from Stephen John. For those who are confused, Stephen John Simon from Illinois. So Stephen John Simoe, if you all want to know that, drop.
From Louisiana. Yeah. From Louisiana.
I said Alabama, right?
Louisiana. You said Illinois, but yeah. You were close.
Oh, my God.
You're all over the place, man, but it's all
right. Hey, you know what we got?
We got Stephen John.
Stephen John with Southern Addict.
Hey, guys. Stephen John here at 107.1 The Mustang. So, yeah, we're going to do my new song. This song's called Southern Addict. History in the dusty air, a lot of love and pain at the top of those stairs. I can still see the cigarette stain on the left arm of granddaddy's chair. There's that old wedding dress that my grandma wore when she took his hand, next to his old uniform that he wore, defending this land. Though the Mason-Dixon line, we work hard for what we have in life, take pride in what we own. Old boxes stacked up high, memories that'll never die, no matter how old they grow. And anything that makes me who I am, I have. That Southern Addict. creased up leather that reminds me of my first Braves game back in 93 against the club. Here's that old picture book. I can't believe how young my mama looked, or why she cut my hair like that, and why. Boxes stacked up high, memories that'll never die, no matter how old they grow. And anything that makes me who I am, I have it in that southern
That guy sings to my heart, man.
Absolutely.
What even makes it more genuine is that is who this guy is. He is an all-American boy. He really is. And he just, when you throw Life is Good and you put that song there, would just, I'm not even from the South. I'm from Wyoming and Montana, and I kept just thinking of the old barns we used to play in, and just the past, the history, the good times, the when it was really cool to eat apple pie, have fireworks, and celebrate the 4th of July kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got goosebumps. This is one of our dudes.
Who should we do next? I mean, we have a couple more artists.
We're running out of time. Well, so sadly, we don't have BJ Legette.
All right.
I don't have a download for him. So I'm going to say, let's go. If anyone, no one's probably going to complain here. Let's go two songs. We're going to do one from Dom Kurz. I wish we had one. So Dom Kurz has made a transition over the last 6 months. He went from Mountain Man to GQ Pretty Boy. And I might have fallen in love a little bit. And that's okay.
You're not alone.
There's a transition that has happened, and it's okay. We've got Mountain Man version of his music, and one of my favorites that he does. It's actually a song I'd asked him to give us the music breakdown for. I'd like it to be the intro to the show. But so without saying anything else, let's just roll on. What do you guys think?
Yeah, roll on.
I wasn't quite ready to roll on.
But so we're going to roll on. Dom Kurz in a minute.
Oh, you keep on telling me, but you ain't nothing but talk.
just driving, just fun, just amazing. Those who are hearing the podcast won't realize that we're showing videos, and Dom Kurz has made all the instruments you're hearing in that, and is one man banding that entire song.
I love it.
He is one talented dude.
Yes.
One talented dude. And if you're also not on, you're listening to this on the podcast, Chad Turner is showcasing his amazing, beautiful daughter who needs a little cuddle time. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
She's awfully cute.
She just woke up from her nap.
Oh, a little before bed nap.
Oh, Lord. This is weird because Jess Sams is starting to make it seem like or look like he's actually got a heart. I didn't know that was something that, like, cute was in his vocabulary and stuff like that.
Peterson, you were mentioning a video. Is it time to reveal the crush on Dom and the try to be like Dom?
I if you show it, I need everyone to understand. You won't see this on the podcast, but it's the euphoria that may be influencing the behavior. I'm gonna put it that way.
Well, we can just start out with the precursor picture. How's that? There's Peterson.
There you go.
Admiring the license plate guitar, right?
The cigar box guitar.
Cigar, yep. I don't. Oh boy.
Oh goodness, and he's playing with the guitar.
Do I have to?
And he's so cute.
Do you guys see it?
These are our friends. This is what we get to do. No, sir, at all.
Those of you who are not old enough to drink, this is a good reason not to.
You're out of line. Yeah. Another fan.
Yes, Derek. She is a sweetie. She's not in a mood to be waving tonight, is she?
No, she's watching the TV over my shoulder.
Oh, yes. The magic.
Okay. Go watch TV then.
The reason why the People's Patriot Project was put together so it could be an opportunity for those who want to serve and continue to serve, and for those who didn't have a chance to serve because of whatever reason. And we're here to do that. We're here to serve those who have served. We're here to serve those that may need some of the pieces put together. And we're here just to accommodate those who are willing to sacrifice part of their lives, a larger portion of your life, and then ultimately those that have given everything. And so, again, our hearts go out to those Gold Star families today. There's some names that sit ours. Lori Beasy, we're with you. Jill, we're with you. Jill Stevenson. Tony Call, we're with you, brother. And there's so many more. Those are the ones that I got. If people wanted to put down some names in the show right now for those that we're remembering because they're Gold Star families, that is a piece that we want to push harder on the 22nd of every month, is remembering those that are here now so we can remember those that aren't. We haven't done our buddy check today, so that's another piece we need to put into play. Take time, reach out to those. Reach out to the strong ones. Reach out to those that just are coming over your mind right now. I guarantee you, just by me planting the seed right now, someone is coming to your thought right now, and it's time to contact them. Reach deep into those thoughts and find those people that maybe you haven't talked to for a long time. Maybe it's time to rekindle or refix a relationship that may have been broken along the line. We do this because it's part of the mission. So we appreciate everyone that does that. We're out of time, but guess what? If you don't want to listen anymore, then you can just click over and do whatever you want to. But we're going to go through. we're going to get one more song in for sure. But I thought we had another message up, but we're not. We don't.
You're stalling. Now what?
I'm not stalling. I really thought there was another message up. So, story on Tony Turner. He is going to be coming up here to the show as well on October 22nd, 23rd. We're excited to have him. They tried to think that they were going to surprise me. They did surprise me because I wasn't confident. We're excited. And he's not going to be able to play, from what I understand, he's not going to be able to play the song that we're going to be showing you because he's not set up with a band and he hasn't done enough. It's he's getting there. And but he will do some covers and maybe we switch our national anthem on Saturday and because he does such a great job. I know Jen Ford was willing to do that, but I think we got to do an official transition of that responsibility. Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you give me sign languages and stuff?
I'm so like.
So with that said, thank you everyone for coming here and supporting us. Thank you for the great conversations. Thank you for those people that showed up this weekend down south in Georgia to help Forging Forward and the Bobby Henline mission. Thank you, Adam Jones, for putting together a great, great event with a lot of support from other organizations from across the country. Thank you for this amazing opportunity to be what we do, the People's Patriot Project. And reaching out to those that need to hear a new message, a different message, a positive message. We have Tony Turner with Blackwater Shine. Patriot Pride.
Way back in the woods down a Georgia dirt road where Blackwater runs and the Muscadine grow. That's where me and the boys ended up most Friday night. Elijah Crosby was a good old man. He ran that copper steel with a steady hand. Damn, that was the best Blackwater shine. Blackwater shine on Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater shine. That rusty truck in four-wheel drive to get through the cypress swamp past the gator eyes. Elijah made sure it was no easy ride. He sat outside with his old coon dog, his rifle held up as we came through the fog. We'd risk our lives for that Blackwater shine. Blackwater shine on Mountain Dew. Called it corn liquor or bootleg hooch. It was made by the light of a full moon night. It burned a little while going down. Fired us up while we painted the town. It was all about a good time. Blackwater shine. Passing the brown jug, he'd tell us about our dads doing the same stuff. Same spot, same truck back in 1979. Blackwater shine or Mountain Dew. They called it corn liquor